contestants are a high school English teacher from Los Angeles, California, Samantha Swama. A data analyst from Arlington, Virginia, Steve Schiraldi. And our returning champion, a bartender from Old Orchard Beach, Maine, Dennis Coffey, whose two-day cash winnings total $39,202. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good audience here today. Steve and Samantha, welcome aboard. Good luck to you and you also, Dennis. Let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round. One daily double will appear in one of these categories. Check out the critter. Ooh. Next, gravesite offerings, followed by words from mythology, spaces, sports definitions, and finally, I missed the start of that nursery rhyme, so you have to provide the part that we left out. Dennis, start us.
Mythology for 600.
Step right up and identify this musical instrument that bears the name of a muse. Samantha?
What is a calliope?
Correct, you're on the board.
Words from mythology for 200.
An elaborate maze. Samantha?
What is a labyrinth?
Good.
Mythology 400.
This word, meaning given to quick and unpredictable mood changes, goes back to the Roman messenger god. Dennis?
What is mercurial?
That's it.
Mythology for 800.
From the name of Rome's top god, it means full of good cheer. Samantha?
What is jovial?
Yes.
Mythology 1000.
From the name of the Greek goddess of vengeance, it's a long-standing rival or enemy. Dennis?
What is nemesis?
That's it.
Sports definition 600.
In pool, if you've sunk the cue ball or sent it flying into the bar area, you've done this foul and lost your turn as a result. Dennis?
What is to scratch?
Yes.
Sports for 800.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
In figure skating, a long backward glide on the outside edge of one foot leads into a lutz. You face forward before leaping into the air to do one of these.
Steve.
What is an axel?
Axel is right. And just a reminder for our viewers that the U.S. Figure Skating Championships are going on all this week. Steve, back to you.
Sports definitions 1,000.
When a soccer player dribbles the ball between the legs of an opponent, it's called this spice. Steve.
What's a nutmeg?
Yeah.
Sports definitions 4.
Reaching this tessellated banner first means you've won an auto race. Steve.
What's a checkered flag?
Yes.
Check out the critter 600.
Less than an inch long, the sea bunny is this type of being with both male and female reproductive organs. Samantha.
What is asexual?
No. Dennis.
What's a hydra?
No. What is hermaphrodite? Back to you, Steve.
Check out the critter 400.
Get an E for effort with this egg-laying Aussie mammal. Here are its babies called puggles. Those are baby echidna. Cute little fellows. Steve?
Spaces 200.
Three basic types of home foundations are a basement, a slab, and this space you can slither into to access pipes. Dennis?
What's a crawl space?
You got it.
Grave offering, gravesite offering 600.
Answer there. Daily double. Ho-ho. It's early.
Let's go with 1,000.
All right. Here is the clue. Visitors often leave pennies face up on the Baltimore grave of this assassin.
Who is Lincoln?
No. The pennies have the image of Lincoln, but it's the grave of John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. So you lost 1,000. Go again.
Let's go with 800.
Fans visiting Graceland sometimes leave these stuffed animals from a 1957 hit song on Elvis's grave. Dennis.
What is teddy bear?
That's it.
Graceland offerings for 1,000.
A glass barrier now prevents visitors from kissing Oscar Wilde's tomb with lipstick in this storied Paris cemetery. Samantha?
What is Père Lachaise?
That's it, and that doubles your score to 2,000, and it takes us right into this first commercial break. Stay with us. Samantha? Samantha Slama is a high school English teacher from right here in Los Angeles, California. Also a coach.
Yes.
Of a very rough sport.
Yeah, I coach the girls lacrosse team at the high school where I teach, and they'll appreciate the story. I wear a Jeopardy hat when I coach because I want to remind them to play smart. And they know that when I take it off, they should maybe play a little smarter.
Do we see a lot of injuries in lacrosse?
Girls is a little less rough. The guys are the ones that can hit each other, so I think there's a little more finesse with the girls' squad.
Good for you. There's always more finesse with the young ladies. Steve Schiraldi is from Arlington, Virginia. Wanted to be a TV weatherman forever. What are you doing, or what have you done to become a television weatherman?
Pretty much nothing.
Oh, but, it's going to be tough to become a TV weatherman.
It is. My friends all discuss, you know, oh, Steve, ask me about what's the weather going to be today. So they give me a few nicknames for when I do make it on TV. They're going to call me Stevie Showers.
Oh, okay. Dennis Coffey, a bartender from Old Orchard Beach, Maine. But bartending is not all you do. You drive celebrities. You've done a lot of different things. Of all the jobs you've held, which one pleased you the most or was the most exciting?
Probably a convenience store clerk. No. Hard to say. I waited on a lot of celebrities as a bartender.
Uh-huh.
I waited on Gary Merrill, who was, of course, the actor.
You're going back a long time.
Yes, of course,
now.
He's probably best known. He's known for 12 O'Clock High, and he's known as being Mr. Betty Davis.
Yeah. Okay, good. Let's get back to this one. Samantha's in command of the board, and that means she selects the next clue for us.
Gravesite offerings for $400.
Guitar picks are taped to this man's grave, inscribed 1942 to 1970, in Greenwood Memorial Park near Seattle. Dennis?
Jimi Hendrix. Who is Jimi Hendrix?
Yes.
Sports definitions for 200, please.
A dig and a spike are actions April Ross executes in this sport. Steve?
What is volleyball?
Good.
Spaces for 400.
Just like an amusement park, an airport has carousels in this area. Samantha?
What is the baggage claim?
Good.
Spaces for 6.
Named for its shape, it's the fighting area in a UFC cage. Dennis?
What's an octagon?
Correct.
Spaces for 800.
It's a Spanish word for an interior courtyard, or an American word for a paved backyard area. Steve?
What is that, patio?
Patio, right you are.
Spaces for 1,000.
In the 1970s, Ed Mullinax Ford in Amherst, Ohio, had the world's largest one of these indoor spaces, holding 120 cars. Steve?
What's a garage?
Nope. Oh. Samantha?
What is a hangar?
Nope. What is a showroom? Back to you, Steve.
Check out the critter for 800.
Despite its name, the Sunda flying this, an animal native to Madagascar, is not one, nor does it fly. Samantha.
What is a squirrel?
No. Dennis.
What is a bat?
No. It's not a lemur. Back to you, Steve.
Check out the critter 200.
Get me pictures of the Mwanza flat-headed rock Agema, a lizard that looks like this Marvel superhero created in 1962. Steve?
Who is Spider-Man?
Yes, with less than a minute to go now.
Nursery rhyme for 400.
Three men in a tub. Samantha?
What is rub-a-dub-dub?
Good.
Nursery rhyme for 6.
The first star I see tonight. Dennis?
What is starlight, star bright?
Correct.
800 nursery rhyme, please.
How does your garden grow? Dennis?
What is Mary, Mary, quite contrary?
That's it.
Nursery rhyme, 1,000.
And can't tell where to find them. Dennis.
What is little Bo Peep has lost her sheep?
That's it.
Check out the critter, 1,000.
The smallest of the foxes. This critter stands about 8 inches tall at the shoulders and weighs 3 pounds. Samantha.
What is a fennec fox?
Yes, good for you. Love those ears. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Samantha will get to select first in Double Jeopardy. We've got some good categories. All right, Samantha, you're in third place. You know what that means. It means you get to pick first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Books and authors. A capital city idea. The USG, we're referring to the United States government, followed by spaced out pop culture in Soviet Russia,
Words start with the letter U. Each correct response, of course. Off you go.
Spaced out pop culture for 400.
Bad robots and xenomorphs are on the deadly prowl yet again in Covenant, the most recent film in this interstellar terror franchise. Samantha.
What is Alien?
Correct.
Spaced out pop culture, 800.
The start of the 1977 Star Wars movie informed us it all happened a long time ago in this place. Dennis.
What is in a galaxy far away?
Nope. Steve.
What is a galaxy far, far away?
Yes, you left out one far. Dennis, sorry about that. Steve, back
spaced
to you.
Spaced out pop culture, 1200.
Directed by Stanley Kubrick, this epic film was inspired by the short story The Sentinel by Arthur C. Clarke. Steve.
What is 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Yes.
Spaced out pop culture, 16.
Led by Captain Mercer, this sci-fi series on Fox sees its title ship and crew boldly going where no comedy has gone before. What is the Orville? Back to you, Steve.
Spaced out, 2000.
She was Lieutenant Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica and now seeks out aliens as astronaut Nico Breckenridge on Another Life. Samantha?
Who is Katie Sackhoff?
Yes.
Capital City for 400.
This city lies 5 miles from the Bay of Phalerum, an inlet of the Aegean Sea. Samantha?
What is Athens?
Good.
Capital City, 800.
In 1976, it became the capital of the reunified North and South Vietnam. Steve?
What is Hanoi?
Yes.
Capital City, 16.
The official residence of King Mohammed VI of Morocco is the Dar al-Makzin Royal Palace in this capital city. Steve?
What is Rabat?
You got it.
Capital city, 12.
Coigan in Gaelic, the 7th century Saint Kevin, is a patron saint of this capital city. Dennis?
What is Dublin?
Dublin, yes.
Capital city, 2000.
Answer there. The first of the daily doubles.
Oh. 2,500.
All right, here's the clue. Playwright August Strindberg's home, with rooms that he furnished like stage sets, is now his museum in this capital.
What is Stockholm?
That's right. You're in the lead. Go again.
What is in Soviet Russia for 1,200, please?
Beginning in 1954, this security agency of the Soviets began dealing harshly with enemies of the state. Steve.
What is the KGB?
Yes.
Soviet Russia, 16.
Ludmila Alexeyeva, one of these activists who disagreed with the Soviet line, noted there's no good word for them in Russian. She was referring to dissidents. Back to you, Steve.
Words start with you, 4.
Bear with us. In the night skies, it precedes major and minor. Steve.
What is URSA?
Yes.
U8.
YouTube has plenty of this type of video where people open new stuff and show you how it works. Samantha?
What is unboxing?
That's it.
U1200.
Adding an M to this word, meaning to speak, makes it something hard to hear. The word is utter. You add an M, it gives you mutter. Back to you, Samantha.
Words, 1600.
This crime involves charging unusually high interest. Samantha?
What is usury?
Yes.
U200 or 2000.
This iron-rich earth is used as a brown pigment. And it's called umber. Back to you, Samantha.
Books and authors, 400.
Before her death, Sue Grafton had planned to write a final alphabet mystery, counting down to Z is for this. Steve?
What is zero?
Yeah.
U.S. government, 800.
Democracy demands wisdom, says the website of the NEH, the National Endowment for these. Dennis.
What are the humanities?
That's it.
Soviet Russia for 2000.
Instituted in 1968, his doctrine allowed for Soviet interference in countries where socialism was threatened. Dennis.
Who was Brezhnev?
Correct.
Soviet Russia for 800.
As its name says, agitprop was the Soviet department responsible for these two tactics. Steve.
What is agitate and propagate?
Nope. Dennis or Samantha? What is agitation and propaganda? Back to you, Dennis.
What is USG for 1200?
The CBO, this, analyzes economic issues on behalf of the House and Senate. And that would be the Congressional Budget Office. Back to you, Dennis.
USG 1600.
Answer there. The other daily double. And you have maintained your lead, and we have less than a minute to go now.
2500, please.
All righty. The USCCR isn't a classic rock band, but the United States Commission on these important CRs. Dennis?
What is census?
What are civil rights?
Civil rights.
Pick again.
USG for 2000.
The DIA, this, provides info for the JCS, Joint Chiefs of Staff. Samantha.
What is the Department for Internal Affairs?
Nope. What is the Defense Intelligence Agency? Six clues left, Dennis.
Books and Authors, 2000.
This British author of a famous dystopian novel was the grandson of a prominent biologist and the brother of two more biologists. Steve.
Who is Huxley?
Correct.
Books and Authors, 8.
A TV writer and producer, Maria Semple, more recently wrote the bestseller, Where'd You Go, Her? Samantha.
Who is Bernadette?
Yes. And with that, you come up to 6,000. All right, still anyone's game. Final Jeopardy that the three of you have to deal with has this as the category. Classic movies. I love it. Classic movies. Who in a moment?
Post captioning sponsored in part by
Inside Out, gotta figure it out. I'm feeling good, and it feels good.
Sunsweet Amazing Prunes and Prune Juice. The feel-good fruit.
One woman fighting to end Baltimore's violence. Fox 45 questions what city leaders are doing as this woman takes action.
A stray bullet crashes through a firehouse. Now they're speaking out what they have to say about the random act of violence.
In this Geico sequel ad, the truth catches up with this storybook character. Who is Pinocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
Obviously, we're going way, way back today because we're dealing with classic movies. Players, here's your clue. This 1939 film was loosely based on Senator Burton Wheeler, victim of a sham investigation for looking into the Justice Department. 30 seconds. Good luck. All right, Samantha, we come to you first. You're not looking very happy, young lady. Let's find out why. Because you wrote down, what is Mr. Smith goes to Washington? That's the correct response. So now you can smile. And now we'll check your wager. 5,400. That takes you up to 11,400. Let's come to our champion, Dennis Coffey. He had 7,200. He has a good poker face. He came up with Mr. Smith goes to Washington. He is right. Did he risk enough? 4,801. That takes him up to 12,001 and into the lead. So it's up to Steve. He had 10,000 shaking his head. He went way out there. He went with the wind. And it's going to cost him how much? 4,401. Guess what, Dennis? You remain champion. You now have a three-day total of 51,203. Well done. Well. Good game, players. Good game. Hope you enjoyed it. We did. See you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by
Happy Heart is a healthy heart. Hey! So find a fun way to make your stamina cheerio. This goes round and around.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
The best in so many ways. Which cage-free eggs taste more delicious with better nutrition, too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.